Yesterday morning in Knoxville, it was a great celebration for all of the Catholics in East Tennessee. I was there and I saw many of our parishioners there for the ordination to priesthood of three men who are going to serve in parishes starting July 1st. And one of them is coming here, newly ordained Father Joseph Austin. Some of you may remember him as he was here two summers ago doing an internship with us. And the bishop presided over that mass. And one of the things that struck me was that after the ordination rite itself, during the consecration of mass that we always have in our celebration, the three new priests were invited to exercise their priestly power for the first time as concelebrants with the rest of us already ordained priests, and they were given parts of the Eucharistic prayer to pray out loud. We celebrate the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi. Without the priest, there is no Eucharist. As I said, we are very fortunate to have priests in our diocese and serving all of our parishes, because as you well know, there are some places where there are not even enough priests to have a mass every Sunday. We are fortunate to have not only four Sunday masses, including the two on Saturday, but we have a mass every day of the week, sometimes twice. So I highlight the great connection between priesthood and the Eucharist, and that we should never take for granted this wonderful gift of God. Every time that we receive the Eucharist, we receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter what language the Mass is celebrated in, this great gift of Jesus himself to us is universal and recognized by Catholics who know our ritual. I always think of that universality when I learned as a teenager traveling in Haiti for the first time with two priests who are still serving in our diocese in the Chattanooga area, and they were with a Haitian priest who celebrated Mass in Creole, Haitian Creole. And I saw our two priests look at each other and give each other a sign, two. And I asked afterwards, why did you do that? And Father Al said, because we recognize that he was praying Eucharistic prayer number two. The one, you know, there are four main Eucharistic prayers, and so we know that by heart and could pray along even though we don't know Creole. The same Jesus who lived on this earth 2,000 years ago makes himself present everywhere and gives us the sacrament of his body and blood. Today on Corpus Christi Sunday in the United States, the bishops have initiated the year of the parish for the Eucharistic revival. And they give us four invitations to put into practice during this year. And the first is to reinvigorate what is called the art of the celebration of Mass. I have to say that nearly 30 years of priesthood, I believe that our parish has a vibrant sacramental life with great participation in reconciliation and the Holy Eucharist on a regular basis. Accepting this invitation for renewal, we will evaluate and reinvigorate the art of our celebration of Mass. It's always important to emphasize that Mass is not some show that we watch, but it is our active participation in the divine work of Jesus Christ. It includes a few elements: praise, prayers of petition, listening attentively to the Word of God, and reception of the body and blood of Christ. And the desired effect of Mass is to make us more like Christ himself, to become more Christ-like. A second invitation from the bishops is to increase and deepen our personal encounters with the Lord. Another gift that our parish has is a Blessed Sacrament chapel behind that wall where the statue of the risen Christ is. And it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. So anyone can come and talk to the Lord or pour out their heart in tears in front of Jesus in the Eucharist or praise the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament chapel. Let us ourselves make a commitment to grow in our relationship with the Eucharistic Lord in this year ahead of us. A third invitation is ongoing faith formation. The Eucharist is one of the great mysteries of our faith. And as a mystery, it can never be fully understood, nor its meaning exhausted. So we will offer opportunities to grow in our understanding of the Holy Eucharist. And I have to say that it corresponds with one of the desires of you all who participated in the synodal process when we surveyed you, what is something that you want. And one thing is adult small group faith opportunities. And so we will follow through with that and offer group sessions on the Eucharist. And the fourth invitation from the bishops is what is called the missionary component. Jesus said, when he rose from the dead, go and make disciples. So that is the initiative that the bishops are calling Invite One Back. And to accompany those in need and who are on the margins. You probably know, as I do, people who have fallen away from the practice of the faith. And so our challenge this year is to invite them back to the celebration of Mass, the Eucharist, which is the source and summit of our Catholic Christian life, to lovingly invite them to be once again part of our parish family. This celebration mirrors the celebration of Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper. And as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, Corpus Christi, as on Holy Thursday, includes as part of the liturgy a Eucharistic procession. After Mass, the rains thankfully have passed, we will process around church to four different altars around our worship space here. We will alternate English and Spanish, and we will read from different gospels that highlight our belief in the body and blood of Christ. And then there will be a Eucharistic blessing at each of those four altars, and we will conclude here in church with the praying of the divine praises.